The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here today with my partner, co-host, husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Very good today.
We're recording live from New York. No, we're not. We have a special guest, Daniel Brennan, owner of Irish Sweeps Chimney Services. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm very good. Thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from New York, and I'm out here for the last 9 years in Scranton.
Yes. Well, you still have your accent.
I say I'll never
so
get
does,
rid of it.
So does Pat.
No, I don't.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have been listing, selling, and appraising property for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. And jruddy.com, our listings in the MLS search is mobile viewable. So you can pull it up on your phone and see everything at your fingertips on the mobile site. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, and all our archive radio shows are also on jruddy.com for the last 3 years.
3 years of radio.
Okay, Daniel Brennan from Irish Sweeps Chimney Services, please tell me a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I've been in the chimney business now for about 17 years, and I used to drive a truck prior, and it wasn't for me. I like to get my hands dirty. I like to see what I'm doing. And I enjoy this. I really enjoy doing the chimneys rebuilding.
Now, what areas do you serve? Where do you go?
We pretty much service all the northeast areas. We go all the way from Scranton all the way to Allentown if I need to be.
Wow. So you stay busy. Do you do this type of work all year round?
All year round. The busy parts usually start around September, and it slows down just about the middle of January. Because people turn, you know, just settling down with their fireplaces, their furnaces. But that's when it gets busy, just around September.
Okay. And what's your contact information?
My contact is irishsweepsnepa.com. And my phone number is 570-591-7276.
Okay. I find that chimneys in the real estate business, we deal a lot with inspections and chimneys. A lot of what we do, we see on our inspection reports when a buyer buys a house.
Yes.
Some maintenance items that generally come up. We're going to talk to you about that.
Absolutely.
The inside of the chimney, the outside of the chimney, and all the services that you provide with your chimney service. Now, what I find typically with chimneys are that a lot of people don't pay attention to them.
Correct.
And like a lot of their household, other household systems, it's in front of them, they see it, they know when it's malfunctioning. But with the chimney, not so. What do you find out there?
Well, when we usually do a 12-point inspection with a chimney sweep. We would go up on top of the roof, take a look at the base of the chimney on top of your roof by the flashing. We look at the crown work, the flue that sticks out just about 4 to 6 inches, all right? Main thing is you do want a cap on top of your chimney. What happens is if you see in the front of your house clay flower pots, the clay flower pots are usually broken. Water gets inside those clay flower pots. In the winter times, they freeze, expand, and they crack. That's the same material as inside your chimney. That's terracotta clay. Now, once that clay does crack, sometimes it fills in with dirt from your exhaust from the fireplace or from your furnace or oil burner, right? That will fill in that crack. Sometimes you won't have that. In a bad situation, 1 year, it might fall into there. You might have a piece of terracotta clay fall into your chimney, and that will block it. That could cause carbon monoxide poisoning, all right? If it's a fireplace, you could have creosote that's built up. Piece of creosote will fall down into your fireplace while it's on. It's like throwing a cup of gasoline into your fireplace. A little piece of creosote is extremely flammable. That's why you should give your inspection or a sweep for your fireplace every year.
Every year.
So every year.
Chimneys should be swept no matter what type of heating fuel is being used, whether there's a fireplace or other sources of stoves.
Exactly. You have oil. You have gas. You have pellet. Did I say coal? All right. You have abundance of fuels. All right. Pellet is more of a powder when it's done. When that burns, it creates a powder. That should be cleaned at least once or twice a year. If you have a coal is one of the best burning you can get. It doesn't really create too much damage to your chimney. Because if you have no cap on top of your chimney, like I say, and you should have a cap, water gets inside that chimney and it creates like a cement inside there. It gives it a good bondage inside your chimney. Oil should be swept at least every year. Every year. If you have gas, you can go once every 3 years.
So there's these, when you're burning these fuels and these types of things, there's buildup inside your chimney.
Absolutely, yes, there is.
Okay. So some should have more maintenance than others, especially
Correct.
The oil.
Correct. Okay. Oil should be minimum every year.
I know some people who have chimneys that have lived in the same house for 30 years. They've never had them looked at.
Exactly. That's the worst ones. And then when they call me up for a sweep, it's usually there's something going on. And I tell people all the time, you can go for a sweep for $59 with the 12-point inspection, which I offer. Some other companies are $79.99. I do a $59 because I understand the recession, and I get along with the other people. I can understand. Sometimes you run into problems. You might need a liner. You might need some cement work. You might need some pointing work in between your bricks. That's a little extra. But I tell people, it's like you're going into a dentist for a cleaning for $59. You might need root canal, cavities. You might need a tooth pulled. And that's where you run into problems. Because if it's neglected, you're going to pay.
Well, you're going to pay, and sometimes with your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it's not always, you don't always realize, because you think you might have the flu. If you have carbon monoxide poisoning, right, the symptoms are much like the flu. You might think that you're battling
asthma. Asthma, absolutely. You get the flu, you get asthma. It's a number of things to do. And when I go into some of these homes, and I look at some of the conditions that they're in, and I understand they can't afford it. And I'll give a payment plan. I'll offer a payment plan to them. Or if you're a veteran or a senior, I give you a big discount.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, I give you a veterans and seniors discount. All right? A lot of these seniors are on a fixed income. Some of the veterans are coming home. They're not really working right yet. So I give everybody. I work with everybody.
Very nice of you. Okay. So the chimney performs vital functions, and it could be complex.
Yes.
So when you're talking about, well, I have to say, for inspection purposes, when people do inspections on properties, and what I'm hearing is it shouldn't wait till someone's selling or buying a house to do an inspection.
Correct.
Okay. We should be maintaining our chimneys every year, having a sweep. Mm-hmm. Gas, you can go a little longer, but for most purposes, yearly.
Yes.
Okay. And what's the best time to clean the chimneys?
Right before the season starts. Before you start up your burner and start your fireplace up. Sometimes in the summertime, you might have raccoons, squirrels, setting up nests inside your fireplace, right above your damper. Many times, I pull out close to 24 squirrels, at least 10 to 15 raccoons every year.
Birds?
Birds. A lot of birds. A lot of...
Squirrels?
Squirrels.
Chipmunks,
possums,
everything. Okay. So
no bears, though.
If you have a cap on the chimney, though, you would prevent that?
Absolutely. It's a rain guard and animal protecting. Absolutely.
Most people don't have caps.
A lot of people don't have the caps. They think it's, it hasn't been there for 20 years. Why do I need it now? But if you have a cap when you first buy a house, it's inevitable. You won't have a problem.
Well, how many people really go up on their roof and know what they really have?
Not too many.
Okay.
Not too many.
The only time they know is when a brick falls down.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if you go, when you're buying a house, you have an inspector come in. Not to take away. Some inspectors will come in with a car. They won't have a ladder on there. A lot of the inspectors won't come up on top of your roof.
Well, some of them use, yeah, some of them do, some of them don't. Some use binoculars.
Yes, they use the binoculars, see how everything else is. And you know what? If they're not looking down, you're not getting the right perspective. Now, I can look down inside the chimney. It might look pretty good. It might look pretty good in the beginning. But after we sweep it and clean everything out, that's when you really know what we're looking at.
What you're into. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, I was going to mention on our inspection reports, a lot of times what I see on most inspection reports that come back are that the flashing.
Absolutely.
That flashing needs to be done over.
Absolutely.
So flashing to me is, it's a typical problem.
Yes.
Right? Regular maintenance on that. How often should a chimney be...
Well, if you have the flashing, you have the metal flashing, you could go with that every 10 to 15 years. If you have the rubber flashing, every 2 to 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, every 2 to 3 years.
Because it wears.
It does wear. What happens is you can get the hard rain, and once the hot weather, it'll seep into the roof.
Okay.
So every two, just to keep an eye on it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to do it, but to get an inspection. Like a lot of associations and the complexes, they have to have an inspection. To sign off, give it to the association, make sure everything else is good.
Okay. So if a chimney's not properly flashed, that means moisture can enter the property, correct?
Absolutely. You can have moisture come into the property, go underneath your wood, underneath your shingles, into your plywood, and start rotting your plywood. You can get mold. You can get moss that builds up in there. And a lot of people see that there's moss builds up on top of your roof, and especially if it's not open where the trees are, that the sun can come through.
And dry it up.
Absolutely.
Okay. How about from the inside looking, say, from an attic area, you're looking up at your chimney when you would see evidence of moisture?
Yes.
Okay. And then is there anything on the...
There's two ways of doing it. We could put the flashing cement, which I do. I put a nice layer of flashing cement, nice and neat all the way around. And there's another stuff that's called Chim Saver. It's a water repellent. It's like a Scotch Guard on your couch.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. It's a very, very good product. It's called Chim Saver. They have it on the web, chimsaver.com. It's the only stuff I usually use. It's like a Thompson's Water Seal. Thompson's Water Seal you use once a year. The Chim Saver once every 10 years. You spray it on, let it sit for about 15 minutes, you spray it again. And you'll literally see the water bead right off the chimney.
Repel. Okay.
Exactly. It repels right off.
Oh, did you know about that?
No, I did not.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a very, very good product. And here it is. If you have like the chimney blocks that they do instead of using the brick, that's a good source of protection is the Chim Saver. Because those chimney blocks, they do deteriorate really quickly.
Okay.
So use the Chim Saver. And I give the benefit of doubt and I give everybody a warranty of 10 years of a chimney rebuild.
Excellent point. I love that. Okay. Well, we're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat.
Yes, we have an absolutely beautiful two-family home in Peckville at 317 Keystone Avenue for $189,000. It has a totally remodeled three-bedroom, 2,400 square foot with 2.5 baths on one side, and the other side is 2 bedrooms with 1.5 baths. That's also been just remodeled. Here is a partial list of everything that's been done. It has a new roof and siding on the two-car garage. It has new kitchens and stainless steel appliances, new baths, new windows, a rebuilt porch. It also has a brand new addition to the building that was used as a family room. So if you're looking for a two-family home where everything has been done, give us a call about 317 Keystone Avenue in Peckville for only $189,000.
Okay, 60% of Americans say they favor neighborhoods with walkable features and a shorter commute, according to a new NAR survey. That's the National Association of Realtors. Homebuyers indicate that while the size of the property does matter, they are willing to compromise size for a preferred neighborhood. A home's walk score has increasingly become a factor for buyers who are tired of long commutes and having to get in the car just to go to the grocery store. So key findings of the survey include 78% said the neighborhood is more important to them than the size of the house. 57% would forego a home with a larger yard if it meant a shorter commute. 55% of respondents were willing to forego a home with a larger yard if it meant they could live within walking distance of schools, stores, and restaurants.
That's like the house I grew up in, right? We were talking about that. Dan, it's like 2,200 square feet. It's in Brooklyn. It's $1.8 million.
And everything is within walking distance.
That's right.
Okay, see that?
That's right.
We'll return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my partner, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
How are you?
Very good. It's a little Christmassy outside.
Yes. Well, it's that time of year, dear.
Ugh. I can't wait till the days get longer. I want more sunshine.
Well, it already started to go back that way, right?
Thank God.
We're here today with Daniel Brennan from Irish Sweeps Chimney Services. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. And I really appreciate your time with us today. We had a perfect first half of the show. We were talking about chimney maintenance, how often we should be cleaning our chimneys, and we actually started to talk about the flashing before the break. Now, let me ask you this. Did you ever see a tree grow out of a chimney?
Oh, yes. Yes.
What does someone do? And how does that happen?
Well, in a case like that, what happens is usually a seed will come up on top of the chimney where there is dirt. And where the dirt is between the mortar joints. A lot of the times with the mortar joints, turns to sand after years of deterioration. And that's where a tree can grow.
Interesting.
All right. Now, when that tree grows and no one's taking care of your top of your roof or your chimney, it's going to grow into a tree.
So it has roots, and
it has roots,
and
yes,
it's growing, and it's inside of this chimney. So when you're pulling it out, what happens?
Usually, you're going to take a couple of bricks with it. It's like a miniature Jack and a Beanstalk, put it that way.
Uh-huh.
All right. And what you usually have to do is take a couple layers of brick, courses, as we call in the industry, chimney masonry term. You take some courses off. You take all the courses off where it comes down to where the roots are. Because if you don't get the roots, it's going to regrow again. So what we do, we take about 3 to 4 courses off of the roof top, make everything nice and neat, reparge it, re-cement it, and put the bricks back on and make it nice and neat, nice and level.
Okay. Now, at the first half of the show, you were talking about the clay that's inside of these chimneys. Now, these are the older chimneys.
That's
houses,
the terracotta clay, yes.
The terracotta clay inside the chimney. And
yes,
that's the lining of the chimney.
Exactly. Now, there's three kinds of linings. Sometimes these older homes, which are back built before the 1900s, they have no linings. It's just brick inside there. That's where you're going to get a lot of damage in the future, especially if you do not have a rain cap. Because you're getting 100 years of rain inside that chimney, and it's deteriorating, and it's going to turn into sand, the mortar joints.
And brick and stone, what these chimneys are made of, they're porous.
Exactly.
So they're taking on, they're like taking on all this water.
Exactly. You're taking on 100 years of water. It's like sometimes when you're replacing your sidewalk on the side of your houses, and with the hard rain, you have to replace that.
Okay.
Without a rain cap and protection for the inside of your chimney, it's inevitable that it's going to happen, that you're going to have to rebuild the inside of your chimney or rebuild the whole entire chimney. But to do that, if you have a brick inside the chimney, the best way to do is put a stainless steel liner inside there.
Okay.
Okay. There are three kinds of liners. There's a single wall, which in the industry we call a soda can. It doesn't hold the BTUs that a regular furnace would. Then there's a smooth wall. That's a two-ply. All right. That will hold up to just about 700,000 BTUs for a furnace and your hot water heater if there's two of them. And then there's a Superflex that will hold up for like industrial use, apartment buildings, and commercial use. It's a little expensive, but it's a nice product. But you don't need to, for a homeowner, you don't need to spend that extra money.
Okay. And the whole point to this liner is to keep those gases
absolutely
contained.
Exactly.
And that without a liner,
you can be getting carbon monoxide back in the house. I tell people all the time when I go take a look at the house, I do a draft test. If you're not getting the right draft test, it's like put a straw into a can of soda. Poke a few pinholes in that straw. You're not getting all the soda. You're getting air in there. So right now your furnace is working on overtime. To get the right efficiency on that burner, put this straw inside there, which we call the stainless steel liner. It's a direct connection from the top of your chimney right to your furnace and your hot water heater, if you do have one. It gives you 100% carbon monoxide free. It gives you a lifetime warranty for your home. And it'll save you a minimum of 35% on your fuel cost, maybe more depending on your burner.
So if people, and they generally don't, but if people maintain their chimney, get it swept every year, clean it, regular maintenance, conventional chimney maintenance, inspection, and cleaning.
Absolutely, yes.
They're going to prolong the life of this chimney.
Exactly.
And it's cheap.
No, it's not.
To rebuild a chimney.
Absolutely not. If you look at some of the houses that are being torn down today and being remodeled, you would see a house that the chimney is still standing. That is pretty much the most expensive part of the house is the chimney. The labor, the masonry and the labor to rebuild the chimney is a lot longer. And it's expensive. It's expensive. And that's why some of these people leave that chimney up there and they'll build around the house. They'll build a house just around that chimney.
Well, there's some beautiful chimneys.
Oh, there's some beautiful, gorgeous architectural chimneys out there. Absolutely, yes.
Gorgeous. So yeah. I certainly understand that. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Daniel Brennan, owner of Irish Sweeps Chimney Services.
Chimney restoration, yes.
That is a tongue twister. How does someone get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me on the web, which is irishsweepsnepa.com. Or if you'd like to call me at the office, it's 570-591-7276.
You're based in Scranton, but you go all the way down to Allentown.
We go to Allentown. We go anywhere there's a problem.
Okay. Well, and you're always busy. You work 12 months a year.
12 months out of the year. And 6-7 days a week, yes, ma'am.
What you do is pretty dangerous.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're on top of roofs. Did you ever fall off?
You can say that, yes.
Uh-huh. And yes, you're still here to talk about it,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. I fell off a few times. But I'm glad I'm falling off when it's snowing and it's raining. This way the ground's soft.
There you go. You have a cushion, right? Okay. Tell me this. Out of all the chimneys out there, there's like, we talked about the brick and the stone, and there's other different types. I've actually seen cinder block.
Absolutely, yeah. Cinder block, you got granite. There's all different kinds. As a matter of fact, we just did a beautiful house in upstate New York. It was Cobbleskill. We did a granite chimney, and the guy supplied us with the granite special stone. Over $100,000 just for the chimney.
Just for the chimney.
Just for the chimney.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he was in Better Homes and Gardens, too. My work was in Better Homes and Gardens.
I would hope so. It was beautiful work. Yes, okay. But for the regular average person, what's the best material out there for a chimney?
For the chimney, you could do, it all depends on the homeowner. You know, if he liked to get the cement block, I suggest that, not the cinder block. Cinder block is going to deteriorate quicker. That's why we were saying earlier, use the chimney saver, which is a water repellent.
Okay.
All right. Brickwork, you can have any kind of design you like to go all the way up into your chimney, any kind of architecture. My purpose is the brick. I do look forward to doing the brick. You know, here it is. Everybody's different. I can give them a nice design, nice little architecture, nice little beautiful crown work up on top.
Okay. Now, when you see a chimney fire,
yes,
okay, or the aftermath of a chimney fire, what usually happens in that type of situation?
Usually in a type of situation like that, either you can have a blockage inside your chimney, all right? You can have carbon monoxide coming back in the house. If it's an old burner, sometimes they don't have the shutoff switch. They have a mandatory shutoff switch for gas. Oil does not have that sometimes. All right, depending on the year of the burner. All right, as of 98, they all have to have that. Okay, some of them don't have it, they're outdated. That's why you should have your boiler guy come and check your boiler every year. Have your chimney specialist technician come and sweep your chimney. A lot of times, your boiler guy will come over and say, listen, you should call a chimney man, have this chimney cleaned and swept. There are like three different, there are doctors. There are heart doctors, cardiologists, foot doctors. I'm the cardiologist. I'm in the inside of the chimney. That's what I tell my customers. There should be every year of cleaning. At least take a look at it. If it doesn't need a cleaning, get an inspection. For a few dollars, it's not going to hurt you. It's only going to help you.
Well, it's fires, house fires.
Yes.
One of the leading causes.
Yes.
Chimneys.
Absolutely. It's chimney. You can get creosote buildup. You can get carbon monoxide back in. As I was saying a couple months ago, in the middle of November, there was a house that went on fire, and the homeowner lost eight of his dogs, eight pets. And the same day of that, in the middle of November, a lady passed away, carbon monoxide poisoning. When you think it can't happen to you, it does happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's not to be fooled with. This carbon monoxide is odorless. All right? You won't know when it's here. You could have a blockage inside your chimney, where I would say earlier, if a piece of flue would fall into the chimney, it's going to block that escape.
And you would never know.
You never know it. You could be sleeping, and the first one to know is your animal, your loved one. As I tell my customers all the time, oh, please fix it for my dog. The heck with my husband or my wife, but fix it for the dog.
Okay. All right. Well, at least they care about something, someone, right? All right. Before we close, you're going to offer something to the listeners today?
Absolutely. For the first 50 people that do call the office or go online to irishsweepsnepa.com and 570-591-7276, the first 50 people who do call and ask for a 12-point section with a sweep will have a $10 reduction. We'll take $10 off. For senior citizens and veterans, automatically $10 off.
All right.
So we'll offer for $49.
That's a deal. All right. Thank you very much, Daniel Brennan, owner of Irish Sweeps Chimney Services. Thank you for your time. Would you come back next week? Because there's a lot of stuff we didn't even get to cover.
I would love to.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, I have information from the National Association of Realtors, which profiles home buyers from 2012. 38% of recent home buyers were first-time buyers. 14% of buyers purchased a home for children over 18 coming back home or taking care of an aging parent. I am never going back home. I'm sorry.
Never
say never, right? The typical buyer was 42 years old. The first-time home buyer was 31 years old, and the repeat buyer was 52. The 2012 median household income of buyers was $83,000. For first-time buyers, the median income was $64,000, and for repeat buyers, the median income was $96,000. 66% of recent home buyers were married couples, and for 30% of home buyers, the main reason to purchase a home was the desire to be a homeowner.
Lots of people want to realize the American dream, and that's part of the American dream,
Rent no more.
Don't believe rumors circulating online that the IRS will place liens on homes if owners fail to buy health insurance as mandated under the Affordable Care Act. Thankfully, this is only a rumor. It's completely false, as Congress specifically prohibited the IRS from filing liens against real property to enforce the individual mandate to purchase health insurance. Generally, the IRS does have the authority to collect delinquent federal income taxes by garnishing wages, levying criminal penalties and fines, and placing tax liens on real property owned by taxpayers. However, Congress added a provision to the Affordable Care Act that specifically prohibited the IRS from utilizing these measures in collecting the penalty for failing to purchase individual health insurance coverage under the Act. Although an individual may be subject to a penalty for failing to purchase health insurance, the IRS has no statutory authority to place a lien against the individual's home to compel the payment of the penalty under the Affordable Care Act. That's good news. And I hope it doesn't change, but things like these typically change. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.